Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus. Didn't Paul say in another place, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. We literally have the life that will fill that new creation, but it's already in here. And that's what's growing up so that we can be ready to rule over that and not mess it up. Because left to ourselves, we'd mess it up just like Adam did. It would be a wreck, you know, in short order. But you see how God has created us in Christ Jesus. But why? He says to do good works. Now, you just sort of, it's easy to pass that off and say, oh, yeah, I'm a good person. I'm going to do good stuff. I'll give to charity and all that. Which God prepared in advance for us to do. Now, think about this God and his ability. Not just ability, but the fact that he sees and plans everything from the foundation of the world. You know, we see it on the large scale. I know you remember, and I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but you remember the time when Daniel was seeking the Lord about the future and just praying, and then an angel comes to him having had to fight for, 21 days to get to him? There was a literal battle in the spirit with the wicked princes that were ruling over Persia. Anyway, he gets there, and what he tells Daniel is, God sent me to show you things that are written in the book of truth. Now, the book of truth was, in one sense, it was a kind of history of things that hadn't happened yet. Think about that. It's not like he jumped way down here and looked back and said, well, let's see what happened. This king ruled and this one, you know, they had a conflict and this happened and that happened. He predicted in great detail the rise of Alexander the Great, the splitting of his kingdom, the kingdoms that resulted, generation after generation of rulers and their conflicts. This is history that has been written before it happened. You realize God's already written the history of this world? America is here because in at least for a purpose, we served a purpose. I don't know when that purpose is going to be done or what, you know, how it's all going to work out. He does. It's already planned. The rise and the fall of this nation and that nation. So on a grand scale, we see the purpose of God being worked out in amazing detail. But you know, I think God needs to help us, desires, I should say, to help us to see that on a much more personal scale. Yeah. Amen. If he knows how many hairs are on your head, and he plans the destiny of nations, do you not think he has a plan for our lives? Think about that. You know, how many times have we referred to Hebrews 12, where we're told to run with patience or endurance, what? The race marked out for us. Do you know God has already written your story? He's written the history of your life in advance because he knows the choices you and I will make. Some of them won't be the greatest, will they? But God wants us to get so in tune with him that we are living out the story he's planned for us. You know, I'm sure I've said something along this line before, but Sue and I both grew up in a church movement, I guess, denomination that was very missionary oriented. And so it was very common for, I mean, the pattern was for missionaries to go over and serve whatever term was appropriate for their field, maybe 4 or 5 years, and then they'd come home for a year of furlough. Well, part of that was to get rest. Part of it was to go around and promote the missionary effort. But I remember over and over and over again during my growing up years being in missionary rallies of one kind or another, and the emphasis being made at the end of God calling young people to lay down their lives to serve Him. And basically saying, it's not my life, I'm going to do your will, Lord. And just surrender in that area. Well, that's very appropriate, wasn't it? I think a lot of times it came across as, this is for people who want to be missionaries, who are willing to be missionaries, or preachers, or some kind of full-time service. Folks, do you really think that that's all it's talking about? Every single person that He ever calls, God has His plan for your life. And it's one that we need to just realize, my life is not mine. If I'm Christ's, He has called me to step into His story. A story that He's already written. I know how it's coming out, but He wants me to live out. It isn't just about getting saved and then being there. This is about what happens in between. We're here for a reason, and God wants every one of us to live our lives seeking out, stepping into His story. You suppose we'd have more rest and sense of purpose if we did that? I mean, there's so much about us that just fights that and struggles, and we live according to natural wisdom far more. But oh, I just pray that, I think God wants every one of His children to realize all of the issues of life matter to Him. Now, I'll tell this one little thing. I can't remember if I ever have before or not, but I will risk it. You know, we were in college. When Sue and I were in college, we were going together, but also we were planning. I mean, the sense was, I'm here to be prepared for missionary service. Okay? And so that was the whole idea. And God knows the issues of every heart. There's no formula here, but God knows the issues of your life. He knows what matters to you. He knows issues that we need to come to a place of surrender about. Okay? And it's different from you, for you, and you. But every part of every one of us has things in our lives and in our thinking that matter to us to the point where God has to put His finger on that thing and do something about it and bring us to a point where we'll lay that on the altar. Not just this general thing, but that thing. I surrender. Well, I will, like I say, I will risk this, but apparently in Sue's mind, she certainly is not different from most of you either, the question of marriage was an issue. And there was a wrestling. And there was a place where God brought her to, where I don't know all the details, but the way I remember it was that if I called you to not be married and to go and be a missionary, would you be willing? And not all the things that we surrender necessarily are taken away from us. We don't know that one way or another. But if they're surrendered, God knows. God has the plan, not me. And so that was a point of wrestling. And the Lord brought her to that place where she said, yes, Lord, if that's what it comes to, I surrender. How many of you have issues in your life right now where the Lord wants to bring you to that place? You're not really free until that's laid down, if the Lord puts His hand on it. So this isn't just her, this is everybody. But the interesting thing was, I didn't know anything about this. I was over in the men's dorm. And I had this incredible sense of freedom come over me, that thinking about marriage, and it was marriage to her. I'll guarantee I got the better deal out of that. No question about that. But I was sitting there thinking about it, having this sense of freedom and peace come over me. Like, this is God's plan. And I was thinking about, now, where can we live? And I know about the student apartments you can rent from the school, the married couples apartments. And it was just churning in my mind. I had this sense of freedom. Well, what I didn't know was this was absolutely happening at the same time as what was happening with her. You see the Lord at work in our lives if we'll just listen to Him and learn from Him and learn to live His life and not the one that we've planned. Folks, this world is built on following natural desires. We certainly read that in Ephesians 2, didn't we? Everybody is born with all kinds of desires and ideas. And if we're going to be His, if we're going to live out this amazing purpose that we see from the before the creation on into the coming ages, the part that matters to us today is, are we participating in that purpose? Do our lives belong to Him? Because if He has our lives, then we can begin to fulfill His purposes. We can be the members of the body of Christ. We can be a blessing and a strength one to another, not because of who we are or anything, but because we're allowing Him to live in and through us. And it's hard to talk about this without focusing on the Lord Jesus as the ultimate example. Do you think that His life was just a case of the Father sending Him down here, giving Him a general idea of what He wanted to accomplish and a whole bunch of beliefs and saying, go do it, go figure it out? Everything about the earthly life of Jesus had been planned from all eternity. So many of the things came out of the mouths of prophets long before He ever came. Oh, wait, didn't Paul say, we are created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do? You see? That applied to Jesus. Everything Jesus accomplished, everything He did was something that God had already planned in detail. So what was Jesus' part in this? It was to seek the Father. He said, I didn't come. Lord, Father, You gave me a body. I came to do Your will, not mine. I'm not here to do my will, but the will of Him that sent me. And to finish His work. There was literally a yieldedness to fulfill every purpose of God, even with the one that took Him to the cross that made Him a slave and a servant. All of that was planned in advance in every detail. So His life was not one of trying to figure it out, looking at circumstances and getting upset about them. Now, nobody here would ever do that. But all of the things that we do, when we rely on our own understanding, our own wisdom, what we see, what we feel, all what we believe, all these things get in the way of what God, of the things God wants to do in and through us. And He wants us to grow up as His children and learn how to do what Jesus said. What did He say? Take my yoke. Learn from me.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.